I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, 31st Medical Group hosts demo for Italian community and life-saving screenings for recruits. The 31st Medical Group hosted an open house for over 80 local Italian medical professionals to demonstrate tactical combat casualty care capabilities on April 15, 2025 at Aviano Air Base, Italy. The event facilitated vital interactions between United States Air Force and Italian medical providers, fostering networking opportunities and enabling a collaborative working relationship essential for seamless patient care.
The 31st Medical Group hosted a tactical combat casualty care demonstration showcasing life-saving techniques and effective methods for treating casualties in the field and significantly reducing preventable deaths. Italian partners gained valuable insight into the group's approach to expeditionary medical emergencies. This shared experience fostered a deeper understanding, enhancing the collective ability to deliver exceptional patient care both on and off base. Following the demonstration, an open discussion was held, allowing Italians an opportunity to share their perspectives and offer alternative approaches. This exchange promoted mutual learning and strengthened both partners' ability to collaborate in a variety of medical scenarios. Captain Katie Bowling, 31st Medical Group Flight Commander for TRICARE Operations and Patient Administration, says hosting events like this fosters transparency and develops a shared appreciation for each other's expertise.
The point was really to have a better understanding of one another. And like I said, putting faces to the names, doing the networking so that whenever we depend on our network, that we understand the people that we're working with, they have a buy-in to what we're doing and we have a buy-in to what they're doing. And I think that it's really just going to pay dividends down the road.
Bowling also says the 31st Medical Group is committed to planning more bilateral events in the future to ensure seamless and effective patient care in both peacetime and wartime contingencies. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
Life-saving screening for recruits. With your Air Force news, I'm Technical Sergeant Louis Kokonis. The electrocardiogram risk assessment to reduce sudden cardiac events, or ERACE, is making a return, backed by modern medical advancements and congressional support. Each year, over 200 active duty personnel suffer sudden cardiac arrest, and the ERACE initiative is evaluating the feasibility of resuming screenings across the force. The process begins with a questionnaire covering personal and family history, followed by blood pressure readings and a resting ECG. If any abnormal readings appear, the trainee undergoes a clinical evaluation and possible echocardiogram to assess the heart's structure and function. The success of the program prompted Congress to mandate expansion to all service academies and basic military training at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland. Programs like ERACE are leading the way towards a healthier, more resilient future for America's warfighters. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio.